for them to experience would be the clever costumes or the different types of decorations you might have there. So it should take a little bit of time before the youngsters arrive to make sure that your little corner of the world is not just inviting to them, but safe and easy to approach around your home. You know, the last thing you want is some kid coming up the steps and all of a sudden, boom, down he goes. It just ruins the experience for everybody. So we don't want those things to happen. So a little common sense can go a long way before Halloween. You still have some time to make some adjustments if you see some things out there. You know, one of the first things you want to do is check the costumes out. You know, Halloween costume safety is a big issue. And more and more, the costume manufacturers are taking all those things into consideration when they're creating some of these costumes. So if you've gone out and bought some of the store-bought type costumes, whether they have masks to them, they're you know, it's important to make sure that they're made properly. You know, so many things years ago became fire retardant because, you know, sometimes people have candles and things out around those jack-o'-lanterns and things on Halloween. So, you know, we've done some different things over the course of time. But, you know, whether you have a store-bought costume or maybe a homemade costume, remember there are three things that the children's costumes need to provide. And number one is adequate ventilation. Gotta breathe. It's kind of hard to get up and down steps and up and down those walkways if you can't breathe, okay? You also need to have vision allowance. You got to be able to see. You can't move very far if you can't see what's in front of you there. And the third thing that the costume needs to have is a range of motion. You know, kids need to be able to move freely. And I've seen some of those costumes, too, that just don't. Remember a few years ago when those Transformer things were real popular? There were some kids in those kinds of costumes. They didn't look like they were all that comfortable to wear. And so if you're buying a costume for the youngsters, too, make sure that they have a free range of motion, too. Because, by golly, if somebody puts that candy bar and tries to drop it in their sack and misses, oh, it would be a tragedy if they couldn't bend over and pick that up. It would be awful. So make sure they have a good experience there. Dark Halloween costumes. They seem to be pretty popular, but they really should be worn only in daylight. You know, if your kids plan to keep trick-or-treating into the night after the sun goes down, there should be some strict guidelines set for, you know, the territories you'd like them to go to. Curfews could be set to make sure that they're back in a certain amount of time. You know, sometimes I know it's hard to talk the kids into stuff like this, but that reflective tape might not be the worst thing in the world to put on some of those costumes in different places, too. I know it takes away from the look and stuff, but it sure looks better than a messy costume after you've been, you know, messing with a car or something else that might be coming down the road. Make sure folks can see you. Another thing to keep in mind before Halloween gets here, and this is something you could do at your home, too, is make sure you clear the way. You know, a lot of folks like to have fun with Halloween decor. In fact, there are some places, because the weather's been so nice, that are decorated up, I think, more so than they are at Christmas time. A lot of Halloween decorations and things out. And that's great. It looks cool. But do make sure that all those decorations and adornments and things don't interfere with things like walkways and steps or the lighting as well. Now, if you decide to add some scary fun to the stair railings, make sure those decorations don't hinder the child's ability to grab the railings for some extra support there, too. So make sure they have a decent way to get up there and don't have stuff in the way. Also, smooth out any of those stumbling spots, too. You know, make sure the pathways and the lighting fixtures are all in good shape for the coming wintry weather, too. But, you know, you can improve your Halloween home safety by addressing things like loose bricks or paving stones or maybe uneven areas of walkways. And you want to test the bulbs in the fixtures and things, too. You might also want to maybe install a low-voltage lighting kit to illuminate the approach to your home. And some folks will add censored security lights in some dark corners and things, too. Sometimes just that porch light that you have on isn't necessarily always enough to light the way for the youngsters, especially after it gets dark. It gets dark early these days, and it gets real dark some of those nights. So make sure that they can find a clear path to the home as well. And another thing that you might want to consider to keep trick-or-treaters safe on Halloween evening is something that you may or may not normally think of, but think about your pets, too. You know, don't forget that anxious pets and dramatically dressed visitors sometimes unintentionally scare each other during Halloween festivities. So you want to make sure that all those furry friends are safely quartered indoors and away from the trick-or-treat traffic and the spooky sounds and things. You know, it's not just the 4th of July fireworks that might scare Fido. Sometimes it might be some of those other things that might scare Fido a little bit, too. And the last thing you need is a defensive dog trying to defend his turf when a bunch of young kids are heading up toward the walkway there. So you might want to be a little bit careful about those kinds of things, too. Make sure that you secure those pets. And also you want to make sure, too, for the pet's sake, that you might want to keep them away from some of those activities, too. Chocolates can be toxic to dogs and cats, so you want to try to keep those things away. What kind of a nice little treat for us could be deadly to Fido. So you want to make sure you keep them secure so that we don't have any problems either with the pets or the children or the entire experience. They're going to go out and have a little bit of fun that night. Make sure that when they come by your place, they do it safely. I want to turn things back over to Brett so he can tell us more this morning about Camlin Plumbing and Heating. Brett?
Camlin Plumbing and Heating carries the largest assortment of plumbing fixtures and faucets in the area. With your new faucet or sink, you should be able to reflect exactly what you want to make a statement in your kitchen or bathroom. With several different manufacturers, Camlin Plumbing and Heating can offer you the right style, the right color, and of course the perfect installation with our technicians. Camlin Plumbing and Heating also discounts all faucets and fixtures every day and not just for the weekend special. If you want the best selection available, if you want the best prices available, come see us in Harlan or Atlantic. Thought of the day today comes to us from Lucille Ball. The secret of staying young is to live honestly, eat slowly, and lie about your age.
And keep coloring your hair that wacky orange color.
You know, she did look good. Yeah. I'd never guess she was as old as she was.
Very good. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that. Hey, again, congratulations to Ted Hansen of Audubon. Ted is the winner of our Herman the 23rd promotion. And make sure you do keep it safe out there. Take a look at those entryways to your home and stuff. And make sure the kids have a good time safely on Thursday night. Hey, go out and make it a great day. And God bless America.